Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, obviously the wheat is maturing around Oklahoma. What are you observing and hearing from producers around the state?
Well, the last 30 days has been quite a turnaround in wheat. We had the wheat crop at about 80 million bushels. It's probably around 120 million now. That's about a 50% increase in production. There's some concerns about the potential quality of it, especially if it continues to rain, and we've had some lodging in it. We'll have to wait and see what kind of problems we have as we get into harvest. And there's that one other problem of those sucker heads and two different maturity levels of the wheat.
Now, in terms of production, you mentioned a substantial increase in the estimate for Oklahoma. How does it look overall?
Well, overall, we've got higher hard red winter wheat production than last year. It's estimated to be about 853 million bushels compared to 738 last year, five-year average of 857. So right at average now. The U.S. production, just a little over 2 billion bushels compared to about the same as last year, a little less than average, 2.12 billion on that five-year. World production, slightly less than last year, 26.4 billion bushels, 26.7 last year, and it's above average production, and I think that's important that world production's above that 25.4 billion bushel average.
How do these numbers then translate into any impact on prices?
Well, if you look at Oklahoma and our production increasing maybe 50%, you'd expect a lower prices for a harvest, say the forward contracts. We've actually seen about a 6 or 7% price increase in the last 15 days as this crop's increased. You look at the stocks to use ratios, you know, used to, I talked about the ending stocks, but stocks to use on the U.S. is 37% compared to 34.5 last year, a five-year average of 31.5. The world 28.4% versus 28.1 last year, 27.9. Both of these are above average, and I think that's why we see our prices low. But again, you know, we saw that increase in Oklahoma production and increase in price, and that just goes to show you what impact Oklahoma production has on prices.
And overall, what impact does it have?
Not very much. So I tell producers that production's more important than price. I think with the stocks to use ratio well above average, with strong world production, I think prices are going to stay down in the, you know, this $5 to $5.50 level.
Okay, Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.